You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from Liberty Ford in Brunswick. Nate Dogg, my partner, is in Berea and the Dog Bowl. It all works out. It's like perfect symmetry.
That's everything. How it goes. Yes.
Right?
It's glorious.
He's there. I'm here. With me now, and we want to just take a couple of minutes to talk about what we're doing here at this remote. But Ray Kemmer is a sales manager for this Liberty Ford dealership in Brunswick. First of all, Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Vic. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And, you know, just to talk to folks about why this is a good time to kind of come in, because it looks like in the time we've been here, we've seen a lot of customers coming around and checking out. I've seen them sitting into these beautiful Ford vehicles in the showroom. A couple of folks down there doing the same thing, talking about these new car purchases, which is a big deal. But why is this a good time, Ray, to come in here?
Well, I'll tell you, at the end of year savings, Ford has the Dream Big sales event, and sponsoring that with Ford, Liberty Ford here in Brunswick has partnered up to offer up to $10,000 off F-150s, Vic, which is a huge savings right now. So if you're looking for savings, Brunswick is the place to be.
All right. I've driven one of those. Nate Zagura drives one now, and that's a great vehicle. I mean, the F-150, you want to haul stuff around or just want to look tough when you're driving a vehicle, that does it.
Best-selling truck for over 33 years.
Yeah, that commands the road. There's no question. Ray, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you very much, Vic.
He is Ray Kemmer, sales manager for Liberty Ford here in Brunswick. Again, come on out and see us. And this is the point in the show where we take you inside the locker room. And Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com is going to do that now with Billy Winn. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Billy, you guys got a huge game coming up against the Chicago Bears. If you could just take me through the preparations of getting ready to face a running back like Matt Forte.
Just going back to the fundamentals and going back to the building blocks, just making sure that we're securing tackles and that our technique is on point.
How special is this running back?
Oh, he's really special. You know, he's able to hurt you, down the field, or behind the, in between the tackles. So, he's definitely a downhill guy, or he can be a slasher at times, or he can get out in space and catch the ball. He's a triple threat where he can go out there. He can do pretty much anything, do anything to hurt defense.
Defensively, it's always a challenge in preparing for two different quarterbacks before a defensive lineman. Talk about the challenges that you guys may face in your preparation.
Oh, with Cutler may play, he may not. I mean, we're still gonna go out there and we're gonna prepare the same. We're gonna prepare that on the basis of him playing, and we're also gonna prepare if he's not playing. We're just gonna go out there and do our deal and focus on our game plan.
And after coming off a disappointing loss like last week, if you just talk about some of the building blocks that you guys can build on as you head into this last final home game.
Oh, just focusing on our technique and fundamentals and making sure we're on point with that stuff. Just going out there and executing. Last week we executed, but we also made some mistakes, and we just got to get back to the basics.
And with it being Fan Appreciation Day Sunday at the stadium, how appreciative are you for the Cleveland Browns fans of the support they've shown you guys throughout the season?
Oh no, we have the greatest fans in the world. This is one of the best fan bases I've ever been around, and they do a lot for us. They get us going. So, just hoping that we can get every single fan out there. I encourage every fan to get out to the game if they can, because we really appreciate having every single body there.
Billy, thank you for your time, and good luck Sunday.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you, and we thank Billy Winn. And, what Billy just mentioned about the fans turning out on Sunday, we hope to have as many there as possible. And there's a really great cause, because you can help make a child's holiday by donating a new unwrapped toy at First Energy Stadium during the Cleveland Browns Toys for Tots toy drive on Sunday. Before and during this game between the Browns and the Chicago Bears, Marines and Cleveland Browns alumni will collect toys and cash donations at the stadium gates during the game, and you can donate a toy and touch a life during the Browns Toys for Tots toy drive. Yeah, I think, the defense, this game's going to be interesting on many counts as far as I'm concerned, but I don't know if any will be bigger than to see how this Browns defense responds to the challenge of facing this Bears team that, they know who the quarterback's going to be, but I think that's less important than just knowing this kind of offense, which I think takes some doing here to kind of look at what Mark Trestman has done to make this a more explosive team and dealing with its explosiveness. It isn't just the defensive backs, though. Nate Dogg, we know it's the pass rush, too.
Yeah, it's going to be all hands on deck against this Chicago Bears team that's averaging 389.8 yards per game in the NFL, seventh most in terms of scoring. They have been the second most prolific offense in the NFL with 368 points scored thus far. This is a very difficult defense, and this is one that is going to be a true test because there is not one thing that this offense does not do well. Throw the ball deep. You got Alshon Jeffrey. Throw the intermediate routes. Beat you up physically. You've got Brandon Marshall. Try to take away the receivers. They have a very athletic big tight end who can get down the seam in Martellus Bennett. They can run the football with Matt Forte. Oh, they can also check down and throw the football to Matt Forte, who had seven catches for 73 yards and a touchdown last week as a receiver. So this is a offense that presents a complete package. Everything that you have to try to handle, they've got. And I would argue that it might be the most complete offense the Browns have faced this year because we face a lot of teams with one dominant receiver and a decent ground game, but really nobody that's got everything where you have two of arguably the 10 best wide receivers in the NFL, the most prolific tandem based on stats, both guys over 1,000 yards just 13 right. games in, the tight end, the running back who can do it all, and a quarterback in Jay Cutler who, while Josh McCown has been playing very well, possesses one of the elite arms in the National Football League.
I think you're dead on with the balance thing or completeness thing. Yeah, I think that is what this offense is compared to any that we've seen this Browns team face all year. And some offenses have been good that they've gone against or had some good talent, but I don't think any of them has had as you know, extensive talent in more places than I think this Bears team does. All right, we're going to get more thoughts on this game and on this Browns team from Gerard Cherry. He'll join us in his usual spot here on this show. That's coming up as we broadcast from Brunswick, from Liberty Ford on Center Road in Brunswick, the dealership here, the fifth and final of our tour of Liberty Ford dealerships in Northeast Ohio over this two-week period. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, much more ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.